In today's show, Kathy Wood of ARK Invest dumps 500,000 GBTC shares and adds Coinbase stock as Bitcoin recovers 40%. That's right, ARK's GBTC weight in their portfolio actually increased despite the fund selling of the 500,000 shares in the past month. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also, Coinbase CEO urges Bitcoin legal tender in Brazil as Argentina reacts. That's right. The Coinbase CEO, Brian Armstrong, tweeted that Bitcoin might be the right long-term bet for the two South American countries currently seeking a common currency. Also in today's show, Vitalik Buterin divulges the largest remaining challenge for Ethereum. Also in today's show, Bitcoin can drop to $15,000 if the Fed doesn't pivot, according to ex-crypto exchange CEO Arthur Hayes. Also in today's show, crypto strategist who nailed the 2023 Bitcoin rally says the real Bitcoin move is yet to come and shares his targets, which are $35,000 and then $58,800. Also in today's show, Bitcoin bottom is in as the apex crypto is heading to $220,000 plus this cycle, says Bitcoin OG Max Kaiser, quoting him here, investments in the Bitcoin network had never been higher. That means the security has never been higher and the price will take care of itself. Tim Draper reiterated his $250,000 call for Bitcoin in 2023, and I concur with that entirely. The price will take care of itself. Preach. Also, happy birthday to the legendary Max Kaiser. Thank you for all your relentless optimism, divine perspicacity, and unmatched passion and service to the Bitcoin network since 2011, and for doing God's work in El Salvador. I salute you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone tuning in to today's live show, pod episode number 1172. Today is January 23rd, 2023, and I am your host, JV, and please help me wish Max Kaiser a very special and happy birthday in the comments. Let's check out today's market watch, shall we? As you can see, Bitcoin back in the green, hovering around that $23,000 resistance. Hopefully we can clean above this and turn it into a support. We have Ether down 1% even, trading just above $1,600. And as you can see, some of the alts are in the green. Well, there was a mix with some in the red and correcting. The Bitcoin or crypto market cap currently still sitting above $1 trillion with $57.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance 42.1%. We have been strong above 40%, and Ether at 19% even. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have GMT up 17%, trading above 61 cents, Lido Dow up 15%, trading at $2.63, and Axie Infinity up 9%, trading at $12.51. Below that, we have Celo, Phantom, and eCash. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, still massive overall gains for the overall altcoin market, with APT up a whopping 63%. We got Axie Infinity up 42%, and HBAR up 31%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we are currently a 50 dead in the middle, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 53, last week a 45, and last month a 29 in fear. And welcome to everyone just tuning in. Let's dive right into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and share the latest of what's going on with Kathy Wood and ARK Invest and her latest portfolio diversification. Kathy Wood's ARK Invest offloaded a chunk of its Grayscale Bitcoin Trust shares since November's Bitcoin price lows. The latest data shows ARK Invest added 40,272 shares worth approximately $4.5 million to its ARK Next Generation Internet ETF. And in November of last year. And at this time, GBTC was trading at $7.46 to $9.48 range versus $12.25 in January of 2023. Now, GBTC price, of course, recovered alongside Bitcoin, rising roughly 40% from its November lows. The recovery in January also helped reduce the GBTC discount from nearly 50 to 40%, according to Y Charts. And interestingly, the share price rebound coincided with a reduction in ARK's GBTC holdings by 500,000 shares, suggesting profit taken in the short term. And moreover, ARK's reduction in shares since November appears in line with its officially bearish view on the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, as mentioned in its December report, stating the following: the digital currency group, DCG, appears to be one of the biggest question marks in the crypto industry at this time. The company also expressed concerns about Genesis Global, a crypto lender owned by DCG. Genesis filed for bankruptcy while claiming $1 billion to $10 billion in liabilities to over 100,000 creditors. Kind of sounds like deja vu with FTX and Alameda, unfortunately. Now, meanwhile, Grayscale has been unable to convert its Bitcoin trust into an ETF following rejections from the U.S. SEC. And as reported, an approval from the SEC could reset GBTC's discount back down to zero. Nonetheless, as of January 23rd, GBTC shares weight in ARK's portfolio has actually increased to 0.52% compared to its November 2022 low of 0.35%. Now, ARK's selling of GBTC shares in the past weeks coincides with accumulation of Coinbase shares. Cathie Wood's ARKW added 320,000 coin shares, which is about 17.6 million already this year in 2023. And as a result, the Coinbase stock's weight in ARK Invest combined with ETF portfolios has reached nearly 3.62% on January 23rd versus 2.73% at the start of the year. And overall, ARK appears to be only increasing its exposure to the Bitcoin market, particularly as Wood is well known for her consistent $1 million Bitcoin price prediction by 2030. Now, can the Bitcoin or Grayscale Bitcoin trust price rally continue? Similarly, Greenery Financial, an investment strategy firm, confirmed that it has shifted its GBTC exposure to ProShares Bitcoin Strategy ETF, BITO, due to the above-mentioned risks surrounding DCG. Quoting them here, any bad news, be it Cathie Wood selling out of GBTC or DCG going bankrupt, will spark the same fears and doubt of uncertainty and likely will cause the expansion of the discount once again. The firm warned in its Seeking Alpha note, saying the following: with Bitcoin having no real catalyst in the short term and plenty of potential downside catalysts, there are plenty of risks here from the NAV side as well. But nonetheless, Bitcoin and GBTC prices may keep on rallying through quarter one from a technical perspective. On the daily chart, GBTC had reclaimed the 50-day exponential moving average near $9.68 as support. Now, upwards momentum could see it test the 200-day EMA, which is the blue wave you can see in this chart, near $15. If it continues to float above the 50-day EMA wave, similar to what happened back in March and April of 2022, now the technical upside target falls in line with Pat Snodik, senior portfolio strategist of Ned Davis Research, predicting about the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. He argues that GBTC price could not only double by mid-2023, but also narrow the exact discount gap within the Bitcoin spot price. Quoting him here, we recommend GBTC as we weigh the play because it has a potential NAV kicker rebate, which not only means it will go up if Bitcoin goes up, but also closing its current large 35% rebate on NAV, he shared to his note to clients. So there you have it. Let me know if you are currently short-term bullish or bearish on the King Crypto. Holla at your boy in the comments. And yeah, welcome once again to everyone just tuning in. Now let's discuss the Bitcoin adoption taking place worldwide. As we know, currently Bitcoin is a legal tender in El Salvador, but can many more Latin American countries follow in its footsteps? And what if Brazil and Argentina were to do the same? Let's discuss it, shall we? As Brazil and Argentina started preparatory work for a potential common currency, Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong floated the idea of the two countries moving to Bitcoin. This sparked various discussions over the viability of Bitcoin as a national currency. That's right. January 22nd, the two South American countries announced their preparations to discuss a plan for a common currency that will run parallel to the Argentine peso and the Brazilian real. This move would potentially create the second largest currency block in the world. And as the news broke, Armstrong took to Twitter to suggest that King Crypto may be the right choice for the project. The Coinbase CEO described Bitcoin as the right long-term bet and wondered if the two countries would consider it. Global macro investor and founder and CEO Raul Powell opposed the idea. According to Powell, having a national currency that declines 65% in the down part of the business cycle and rises 10x in the up cycle is not ideal. The executive pointed out that businesses would have difficulties in planning and hedging in this situation, and a few community members supported Powell's sentiment and argued against Armstrong's idea. And according to a Twitter user, the only use case for Bitcoin is a store of value like gold, they tweeted. quoting them here. Anyone who thinks Bitcoin can ever be a fiat replacement doesn't understand what Bitcoin is. The only real world use case for Bitcoin can have a store of value to back currency valuation like gold used to be. And this is the CEO of Coinbase. Now, I absolutely disagree with some of that sentiment there. I agree with the Coinbase CEO. I think Bitcoin can be a legal tender, as we already witnessed in El Salvador. Now, meanwhile, one Twitter user brought up the speed of transactions in the Bitcoin network and argued it would take too long to have Bitcoin for daily use. Well, that's why we have the Lightning Network, isn't it? You know what I mean? As someone pointed out, an Armstrong suggestion may be based on El Salvador, another Latin American country, recognizing Bitcoin as a legal tender back in 2021. The move brought various benefits to the country, like a surge in tourism in 2022, where 1.1 million people visited the country. And in addition, El Salvador was able to build schools and a veterinary hospital using profits from its Bitcoin purchases. Now, Brazil and Argentina are no strangers to digital assets. November 29th, Brazil's Chamber of Deputies approved a law that legalizes crypto as a payment method in the country. The country's president also signed a bill in December, as it expected to take off and the effect in June of 2023. And while the new law recognizes crypto as a payment method, it doesn't make any crypto a legal tender within the country. So there is a vast difference. And on December 16th, a province in Argentina has approved legislation to issue a stablecoin pegged to the US dollar. The token will be available to persons over 18 years old and will be 100% collateralized by the province's assets. So there you have it. Also like to point out that Brazil is a massive population. There's literally, correct me if I'm wrong, but there may be like 100 million or 200 million people in the country of Brazil, whereas with El Salvador, it was only a handful of, like a couple of million people or something like that. So if there is mass adoption in Brazil, this could be major as the Bitcoin game theory continues in full effect around the world. And I think this is a fabulous thing, which is only going to help catapult the Bitcoin price action as more and more adoption continues around the world. But let me know your thoughts if you feel any of these Latin American countries are likely to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender anytime soon here in 2023. And with that being shared, now let's discuss the latest updates with the Ethereum network, which I know is on a lot of people's minds. Here's the latest from Vitalik Buterin himself. Ethereum co-founder Vitalik has shared a possible solution to what he describes as the largest remaining challenge, which is faux Ethereum privacy. In a blog post January 20th, Buterin acknowledged the need to come up with a privacy solution because by default, all information that goes onto the public blockchain obviously is public too. He then arrived at the concept of stealth addresses, which he said can potentially anonymize peer-to-peer transactions, non-fungible token transfers, and Ethereum name service registrations, protecting users. An incomplete guide to stealth addresses, which he shared on January 20th. And in the blog post, Buterin explained how on-chain transactions can be carried out between two parties with anonymity. Firstly, the user looked to receive assets will generate and keep a spending key that is then used to generate a stealth meta address. This address, which can be registered on ENS, is then passed onto the sender, who can perform a cryptographic computation on the meta address to generate the stealth address, which belongs to the receiver. The sender can then transfer assets to the receiver's stealth address, in addition to publishing a temporary key to confirm that the stealth address belongs to the receiver. The effect of this is that the new stealth address is generated for each new transaction. Very interesting. Now, Buterin noted that a Diffie-Hellman key exchange, whatever that means, in addition to a key blinding mechanism, would need to be implemented to ensure that the link between the stealth address and the user's meta address can't be seen publicly. The Ethereum co-founder added that ZK-SNARK's cryptographic proof technology with built-in privacy features can transfer funds to pay transaction fees. However, Buterin emphasized this may lead to problems of its own, at least for the short term, stating this cost of a lot of gas. An extra hundreds of thousands of gas just for a single transfer? Yeah, that's no fun. Who wants to pay $100,000 to make a $5 Ethereum transfer? Good luck with that. Now, stealth addresses have long touted as a solution to address on-chain privacy issues, which have been worked on since as early as 2014. However, very few solutions have been brought to market thus far. It also isn't the first time that Buterin has discussed the concept of stealth addresses in Ethereum. In August, he dubbed stealth addresses as low-tech approach for anonymous transferring ownership of ERC-721 tokens, otherwise known as NFTs. The Ethereum co-founder explained that the stealth address concept proposed offers the privacy differently to that of now U.S. Office of Foreign Asset Controls, Tornado Cash. Quoting him here, Tornado Cash can hide transfers of mainstream fungible assets such as ETH or major ERC-20s, but it is very weak at adding privacy to transfers of obscure ERC-20s, and it cannot add privacy to NFT transfers at all. Buterin offers some advice to Web3 projects that are developing a solution, quoting him here, basic stealth addresses can be implemented fairly quickly today and could be a significant boost to practical user privacy on Ethereum. They do require some work on the wallet side to support them. That said, it is my view that wallets should start moving towards a more natively multi-address model for other privacy-related reasons as well. Buterin suggests that stealth addresses may introduce longer-term usability concerns such as social recovery issues. However, he is confident that the problems can be properly addressed in time, quoting him here, in the longer term. These problems can be solved, but the stealth address ecosystem of the long term is looking like one that would really heavily depend on zero knowledge proofs. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum? Let me know in the comments right down below. And do you think these upgrades will go according to plan, hopefully this year? Let me know your thoughts. And now let's break down our next story of the day and discuss a potential bottom of $15,000 being revisited as per Arthur Hayes, the ex-BitMEX CEO. Given Bitcoin's major price movement, financial gurus are now theorizing on the possible influence of the Fed's monetary policy modifications on the crypto market. Bitcoin's price has increased by over 30% since the beginning of this year, surpassing $23,000 after dipping below $16,000 late last year. I think the current low is $15,700. Now, Arthur Hayes, the former BitMEX big boss, claims in a new treatise on the U.S. macroeconomic policy that a disastrous global financial crisis could be poised to submerge the Bitcoin price action and the crypto market. He asserts that the current Bitcoin surge should not be seen as the start of a new bull run. Recent figures from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics indicate that inflation peaked at about 10% in the middle of 2022 and is currently declining more towards the desired levels of 2%. Now, a number of market observers believe this trend may suggest a policy shift by the Fed chairman, Jerome Powell, away from quantitative tightening in reaction to the risks of a recession. Powell stated that the rates will need to increase this year, a sentiment mirrored by several Fed members who have advocated boosting the Fed's reserve target by over 5%. And many say that the crypto market and Bitcoin in particular functions independently of central banks and other financial organizations. And in addition, due to the dollar status as the worldwide reserve currency, the Bitcoin price is highly dependent on the future course of the global USD liquidity. Now, recent market performance indicates that investors forecast a shift in Fed policy. Some analysts anticipate that if the Fed follows through with a policy adjustment, Bitcoin's current advance might continue and a secular bull market could emerge. According to a blog entry published by Hayes on January 19th, if the Fed does not follow through with a pivot or multiple Fed governors talk down any expectation of a pivot, even after good consumer price index prints, Bitcoin will likely crash back towards the previous lows. Now, Hayes added that the current gains may be a part of Bitcoin's rebound from its lows, but urged investors to anticipate a new plateau and sideways trading until the liquidity conditions for the U.S. dollar improve. Hayes expects the Fed to finally intervene and stabilize the markets, despite his warning of an impending market collapse. So there you have it. How many of you are in agreement with Arthur Hayes that we're likely to revisit lows of around $15,000 for this cycle here this year? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for some very bullish predictions. Now we got the bearish analysis out of the way. Let's now discuss a potential $35,000 and $58,000 target next for the King Crypto. A popular analyst who correctly called the Bitcoin rally this month says Bitcoin still has a lot more upside despite the potential despite the King Crypto's nearly 38% year-to-date surge. Synonymous analyst Don Alt tells his, and let me make sure I'm sharing the screen here, my apologies, tells his 456,000 Twitter followers that near the end of this month, Bitcoin could see an influx of fresh capital from the high time frame investors, quoting the analyst here. The best part about this rally is that the high time frames are still bearish. Once this monthly closes, the monthly will finally flip bullish. So technically, the high time frame guys should start arriving in 2 weeks, and all we got so far is just this front running, and the real move is yet to come. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. Looking at the trader's chart, a monthly close above 20,000 is high time frame bullish for Bitcoin. And should Bitcoin end the month on a bullish note, Don Alt's first high time frame resistances are around $35,000 first, and then $58,800 Send it. Let's freaking go. Quoting him here, my narrative for this rally is basically sideline capital pain fueled by bears retard shorting sub $20,000. That narrative doesn't really allow for pullbacks until we are getting close to the top. So up only until the bears and sideline lunars buy, and then down only for a while is my best guess. The crypto strategist also points out that the Bitcoin current rally above 20,000 looks similar to Bitcoin's top at 69 G's. Don Alt says that in both instances, Bitcoin printed false breakout setups, quoting him here alongside this chart. The top and the bottom are the same pattern. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And now I want to actually break down our final story of the day and the moment we have all been waiting for. And again, please help me wish Max Keiser a very happy birthday. He just turned a newly minted 63 years young today. And now for the one and only Max Keiser and his $220,000 Bitcoin price prediction for the King Crypto. Let's break it down. Here we go. Speaking with journalist Daniela Cambone of Sainsbury Research, Max noted that the billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper has already set a target of $250,000 for Bitcoin this year, and Keiser agreed with the prediction, quoting Max here, investments in the Bitcoin network have never been higher. The means of security has never been higher. And he's right, because we just hit a new hash rate all-time high like just the other day. And the price will take care of itself. Tim Draper reiterated his $250,000 call for Bitcoin in 2023. And I concur with that entirely. The price will take care of itself. What we want to make sure is that the network is stable. Damn right. Now, he added that the FTX scandal involving its founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, did not touch the Bitcoin network. Keiser noted that the amount of money being poured into the network, the hash rate, mining, and security has never been higher. Facts. And meanwhile, Bitcoin, you know, we got, it's going to keep continuing to pump. Slamming Bankman-Fried, Keiser said that FTX founder has a very shady background of high frequency trading and market making, which is in a gray regulatory zone, to say the least. And as I pointed out here, I mean, this was actually Max's tweet this morning. It is officially my birthday here in El Salvador as a newly minted 63-year-old. Let me give you some advice. Come here and see for yourself the relentless optimism and bright orange future. Our world's first Bitcoin country, El Salvador. This is a legend right here. I mean, he's been telling us to buy Bitcoin openly on TV since 2011. That's why I had to give him his flowers. I wrote here, happy birthday to the legendary Max Keiser. Thank you for all your relentless optimism, divine perspicacity, which is perception and awareness, and unmatched passion and service to Bitcoin since 2011, and for doing God's work in El Salvador. I salute you. And I mean, Max is the man. I'm actually going to scroll down my timeline here and share some more Max Keiser greatness. And also, Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model 4 hours ago, reminds us that Bitcoin crossed the realized price at 20,000, and the next target is the 200-week moving average at 25,000. So I put 25,000 our Bitcoin. Send it. Let's freaking go, shall we? And let's continue to scroll down here. Yeah, I mean, it's all going to zero against Bitcoin. This is an epic video I shared on Twitter yesterday. Classic Max Keiser ripping up money. And then the guy says, isn't it against the law or illegal, and it's criminal behavior to rip up money? And then Max says, he who has the Bitcoin makes the laws. Let me actually quote you properly here. So yeah, he's saying it's all going to zero against Bitcoin, the dollar, the euro, the yen, etc. You don't understand that yet. You're going to be impoverished. You're going to be on the street. You're going to go be begging. You're going to be out of business, and you're going to be toast. He who has the Bitcoin makes the laws. We're not just going to sit around and let the government tell us what to do. We have got the capital. We make the laws. We got the Bitcoin. They don't. Touche. And again, much love and respect to Max Keiser. One more quote from Bitcoin OG Max. Bitcoin shakes the FTX scandal off like water off of a duck's back. People focus on the price. They should focus on the hash rate, plus adoption rates hitting new all-time highs, plus how Bitcoin is transforming Central America, plus Africa, and making inroads globally. Facts, fam. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.